105.5 The Bridge with new music from Mountjoy. That is a catchy one. It is called Silver Lining. Mountjoy in town tonight with Anderson East at the Charleston Music Hall downtown. That is a good double bill. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. And we are joined right now by Matt and Sam of Mountjoy. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Thanks for having us.
If you could, for the uninitiated, I know you probably hate doing this, but just explain the name of the band one more time.
Yeah, so Sam and I grew up in outside of Philadelphia area, and Sam lived up on Valley Forge National Park, and one of the two kind of mountains there is Mountjoy. The other one's Mount Misery, so that wouldn't have been a very good band name, I guess.
Well, you are from Philly, and I gotta say, is this the year of Philly between the Eagles winning the Super Bowl and Villanova winning March Madness?
Yeah, and hopefully the Sixers making a run here. Yeah, I think it's Title Town. I think we've taken over.
Well, I love Philadelphia. I grew up in New York on Long Island, and I do now a travel series, a radio travel series called Trippin' with the Critic, where I'll just go into different towns and do my show, and occasionally I'll do something called a one-day fun day, or ODFD, as I like to call it. But that is where I just go to a town for a day and come back to Charleston. My original one-day fun day started in the 80s. We would drive down to Philly from New York and go to J.C. Dobbs on South Street to see bands, or the Khyber Pass, and then come back. Philly, a great music town.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, recently, too, there's been a number of amazing bands coming out. You know, some of our favorite bands, Dr. Dog and the War on Drugs. Yeah, I think it's a great music town.
Dr. Dog was just in town this week as well. Got to get the War on Drugs here, but we are playing them on 105.5 The Bridge.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah, both great bands.
The self-titled debut from Mountjoy, that is out, featuring the song we just played, Silver Lining, which I can see becoming a stadium anthem. That chorus in that song is memorable. What inspired the composing of Silver Lining?
At the time I wrote that song, the town we were, Sam and I are from, was going through a really hard time with drug addiction and opioid problem. For us, it was just trying to find an answer for that and cope with that type of stuff. So
I can see crowds singing that along with We Will Rock You or Blitzkrieg Bop or any of the famous stadium tunes.
Oh, well, that would be incredible.
Mountjoy with Anderson East tonight at the Charleston Music Hall downtown. That's going to be a very good double bill. CharlestonMusicHall.com for all your info. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Well, Matt and Sam, we totally appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Silver Lining, going to be one of the songs of 2018, I believe.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for having us.
Tonight at the Charleston Music Hall, do not miss it. It is Mountjoy and Anderson East, 37 John Street, downtown, with the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.